Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I want to associate myself with the statement that was read by Venezuela on behalf of the group of friends for the Charter. Zimbabwe is honored to participate in this year's humanitarian segment of the Economic and Social Council. We applaud Italy for organizing this segment, which provides us with an opportunity to explore ways to make humanitarian assistance more impactful and effective, and its delivery more efficient. The segment follows the robust and rich discussion that we had in the transition from relief to development meeting, which I co-chaired with Ambassador Massari. Countries across the globe continue to struggle with effects of COVID-19 pandemic, increasing conflicts, economic turmoil, and the devastating effects of climate change. The human and economic costs of these crises and disasters are disproportionately experienced by most of the most vulnerable. We had the staggering figures yesterday and this morning, and as such, I will not bore you with repeating them. The 2023 ECOSOC Humanitarian Affairs segment, therefore, provides us with a platform and an opportunity to seek solutions to address the underlying causes of these crises while ensuring that sustainable development remains at the center of all efforts to ensure more enduring solutions. Many developing countries have not been spared from the impact of the slowdown in economic growth due to the multifaceted crisis. The impact of conflict on the price, availability, and access to food, fuel, fertilizers, and other commodities has further exacerbated food insecurity, deepened inequalities, and the overall humanitarian situation. The unilateral coercive measures against my own country by some Western countries have continued to wreak havoc on the lives and livelihoods of people of Zimbabwe, thereby compounding the challenges that we face. We call for their unconditional removal. Zimbabwe will continue to strengthen the humanitarian development nexus through a resilience-focused strategy that contributes to the robust food systems for health lives and equitable, sustainable, and resilient livelihoods, while providing basic social and humanitarian assistance to the most food insecure households through shock-responsive social protection mechanisms. Zimbabwe is cognizant of the fact that humanitarian assistance is not a long-term solution to any socio-economic challenges the country faces. Intensive efforts are required to tackle the root causes of the humanitarian needs, and as such, the government, with the support of various UN agencies and other development partners, has continued to undertake the requisite reforms as outlined in our economic blueprint, the National Development Strategy. Zimbabwe is working to become an empowered upper middle class, middle-income country by 2030. Excellencies, climate models for Zimbabwe predict rising temperatures, increased rainfall variability, and delays in rain season, and resulting in more frequent natural disasters affecting the populations most at risk and leading to increasing humanitarian response costs. To mitigate the negative impact of the government of Zimbabwe continues to prioritize investments in water infrastructure, which is critical for tackling the drought that is crippling large swathes of the country and the region at large. We further continue to strengthen capacities on improving data and absorption of new technologies that allow us to anticipate crises before they arise. As emphasized by many speakers, anticipatory action is more cost-effective. The government has, for example, installed state-of-the-art radars to help it in weather forecasting. We have also deployed satellite into space to help in the same. We strongly advocate the virtues of solidarity and importance of member states supporting each other. In the aftermath of the recent tropical cyclone Freddy, Zimbabwe provided support to Malawi and Mozambique. The leadership of His Excellency Dr. Mnangagwa, the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, was critical as he convened a national endeavor which included all the stakeholders. Let me reiterate that the government of Zimbabwe remains committed to the further strengthening our partnership for an effective and efficient delivery of humanitarian assistance. Overall, we stress that more development financing is needed to scale up our response under the overall promise to leave no one and no place behind, and most importantly, to build resilience. I thank you very much.